He now becomes to do it in other places, so mainly so there, so the value is not rebutted, unless we are going to say, I mean, that Allah holds that in a case like in any other case where, let's say, if it had been observed, so it would allow suspicion even in the chotzer, but it's not observed, so then we have to be days there. So the person, by allowing him to do it, b'chadr chadorim, and since the person knows that the same act b'chadr chadorim had not been observed, so it would allow suspicion, so you think, you'll say, the chachomim let me do it here, b'chadr chadorim, even though they know that had not been an observer, so it would allow suspicion, so that means that I'm allowed to do it, which is almost. This is how we will figure. Mashenkein, if we let him do it to shech a behemoth, the gum of the chatzilei, so the person himself knows that even if there had been no observers in the world, it wouldn't arise any suspicion. So the person himself understands that all the observers would say he's doing that only to keep the chotzer clean. So maybe he will not make a mistake and say, see, the Chachomim allowed him to do it here, they will allow him to do it somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So then there is no conflict between what the Ram says in the Nehira, what the Ram says here. Our Shuti Agdeir mentions the name of Rabbi Mishaye, there's a piece of sleep. In the Sugya of Al-Rizor, we've got a Bratsufis, Mikau Chimayim, Mikau Chovim, Harizu Yamiach, Piv Al-Pim, Vyishke, Mikau Shemirek, and Nashik, Rabbi Chovim. So you know what mentioned today, that the Chadu Chadol Mosa. So the Shuka Gibeirim says, because of Rabbi Mishai, the year of the night, Yehodi Amrino, and Kol Dolo Sheosu Chachomim, Mikau Chovim, אז הוא בחד החדורי מוסע, ואיננה כאינו לו באוויר הסכיחומי, משום חיל מרוויר הסכיחומי. ואין במסך שבס פרק חוביץ. So he says, only by his own. But you want to mention that so many times in connection with שבס. So this is what the Shuk HaGibir means, ואין במסך שבס פרק חוביץ. But, so what the פשק in Rabbi Mishaye? Rabbi Mishaye doesn't mean to exclude שבס. He means he doesn't apply to the general Nisa of Marasai. Only Abizorah, because Abizorah, Mishimchim Abizorah, there is a special Nisa of Marasai. And the Shabbos, there is also a special Nisa. Not Chimra, not because of Chimra, but because of Uv in the Chayyub. But Abizorah is because of Chimra, and by Shabbos, because of Uv in the Chayyub. But what he means is that he doesn't apply to all Nisa, to all Marasai. Just by those where there is a specific Nisa. So I mean, so Rabbi Yishaya says that. But those who say that Marasai is a special Zera, it's not the same Nisa of, I mean, Chad Chador is a special Zera of Marasai. It's not the same Nisa as Marasai in Shalubi Bifaresi. So they, why? Because it's Zera, because if we allow them to do it, בחד הדורים, then he might do it שלא בחד הדורים, so according to them, I mean, it can apply to other Israel too. Now, something else that I saw in the Ram, I mentioned as a riot, to there is a specific Issa of Marasai, because there are a number of Christians who say that there is only Vayave on the Marasai and have a result. Yod Goyava, I mean, as it was the case with a little child, Chanu B'Shir Banel. In other words, when the king told him to drop his ring, and then he should bend down to pick it up, and he will look that he's moving to die. So, I mean, the child was a nefesh. But the number of Rishim who say that when one is mechuyev to do it. So it's a raya that it's a... It's a specific Isa of Marasai and Bavizore, not general Isa. If it's a general Isa, So that's a din. So the Shem saying that in order to be Misagia, somebody else with the Utah Zoe, so there is no other one because of the Utah Generalism. Kvake with the Minke. That's the mode of Kvake with the Minke. So Ishore, in other words, the Persians, the Zoroastrians, had certain days when they had to light many candles for Avodah Zarah there and there in the body of Avodah Zarah. So they forced the Jews to give them all the candles, all the sources of fire, to be used for Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara said there is muta. But the number of Rishonim say that the Tabisrael are going to only have it, and so they say. Haravan said, this is not Tabisrael and Zarah because of the evil general Isa. And still, Marasalim, they say there is Yahweh Yahweh, so it's a riot, and it's not the general Isa. It's not just the general Isa. There is a specific Isa of Marasalim Yahweh. So Meir, it is Abisrael. And those who say that there is no Yahweh Yahweh, so it's not because they hold there is no specific Isa. They can also hold that there is a specific Isa, but they hold true there is a specific Isa of Marasem Arizona, but what's the Isa? The Isa is one should not be near Kiev with Arizona. So that's not even Rab Israel with Arizona. That's not even Rab Israel with Arizona. What is Rab Israel with Arizona? Let's say, like Mishrapi Matzasheo. So the Ram says, this is Rab Israel with Arizona. The love of Midobi Biotron Lumen Achir. So now it's to be named from Arizona. So that's Abizrael al-Mizoreh, but not to be miracle al-Mizoreh, that's not even Abizrael. Now you see something very remarkable in the Ram in al-Mizoreh. So you see as follows. Now actually there is those Rishim who say that I'm the Marasayim of al-Mizoreh. So it's Yorin al-Yaveh, heavy Mokir, heavy guy from the Yomorin in al-Mizoreh, that you do. That you base. The Gemara says there, Miloshach Rekim Mikla Avodes Kichovim, when Yishcha Vitlano, Mikla Shemira Kemishtach Avodes Kichov. Let's say, suppose he happens to stand before an eye, and then there is a splinter in his foot. So he's not allowed to bend down, to take out the splinter from his foot, because then there will be Nira that is before the idol. So how will everybody interpret it that he is bowing down to the Avodah Zarah? This part of the race of the Avodah Zarah, if let's say his chin fell down on the floor before an idol, when Yishchem Yitim and Shnirik is Avodah Zarah. My name is Shnirik Avodah Zarah, when Yishchem Yishtem and Shnirik is Avodah Zarah. Parzuf is am Kalchi Mayim, when Yishchem Yishtem and Shnirik is Avodah Zarah. Yishchem Yishtem and Shnirik is Avodah Zarah. Yishchem Yishtem and Shnirik. So the Gemara asks the Kashi, why does the Braisef mention so many different situations? Let mention one situation is I know, I mean one is like the other. So the Gemara says Tzriches. Because the Ito Rekates Mishim Deefshon Mezel Kamenu Mishka. If the Braisef told us that he is not allowed to take out, let's say, splinter from his foot, before Rabbi Zoros, I would say over there is not allowed. Why? Because there is no hardship involved. All he has to do is to move away a few feet, and then he will bend down and take out the splinter from his foot. So in other words, so that's why he's not allowed to do it just in front of Rabbi Zoros. But Rabbi Zoros, let's say his voice fell down, so he cannot pick up the money with some other spot. He must, if he wants to have the money, he must pick it up at this spot. So maybe because of the absent moment that is involved, so he's muta. Vitor Mois. So I would say Momene. So in other words, he's not allowed to do anything that would make him appear like Yigra Lizore on account of absent moment. But Kate, there is Sa, take out the splinter, so then it's muta, so we don't have to worry about Marasan. Via Vitone Hanetarte, and if the Braise had mentioned, that in these two weeks, It's also, I would say, you shouldn't have a sakone. By case, there is no sakone, no danger. If he doesn't take out the splinter, and let's say if he doesn't pick up the money, of course, there is no sakone. Other mayon, let's say if there is a mayon, and that is over, and he is very thirsty, so you get sakone, do you show the mayon? If he doesn't drink, he might die out of thirst. So I would say in such a case, he should be muter to bend down and drink from the fountain. That is mutar disorder. So the Gemara tells us that he's not allowed to bend down to drink the water from the mayon. From the mayon, even if there is a possibility. So it's a Gemara for us. So how is it coming to the Machoid for Shem and there? Now let's see what the Ram says there underneath. Now you see in this Ram also that there are two types of Marasayim. There is a general Marasayim and there is a specific Marasayim. So he says, Udabun Avo Mayim Vike Sakone, Dino Shose Moris, Mashmada, Fili Bivokim Sakone Snefesh, Also Nili Snile Kimishtach Ravizkot. ואפילו אין עוד אמרוי והרי זה בכלל מה שאומרו בכל מסרפים חוץ מעביד הסליחות So it's משמה, אני בעצמון שיטר אני אצל, איזה שיטר זה רעש פה ובנזיון גולב המרסן המוסות ומסת מי, אילו שיש בעביד הסליחות ועשרה לא לחשום מפני שמירה כהילך לעביד עביד הסליחות Now the halacha is that a city which is completely dedicated to Avodah Zarah. Completely dedicated to Avodah Zarah. So one is not allowed to go in that city, even if he has a reason. Why? Because anybody who sees walk in the direction of that city, what do they think? I mean, what can he do in that city? You won't know whether there is a special purpose. He'll say he's going to that city because Lavi is off. So he says, but regarding this kind of Marasai, Mistabre, the Hilda Dika Sakonis Nefer, Nefesh Mutra. She knew about him, the Nilekin with Kim Chodin, that he was in Sakonosia, the Nilekin with Lavi is off the Roma. So first, then he says that even We got the Marasayim of Avodah itself, so there was no Yehovah Yahweh. But first he assumes, first he mentions the Shita of the Rajah, that there is the Marasayim of Avodah itself, so then it is Yehovah Yahweh. So one is Mechuyev given to the Nefesh himself, and not to drink from the Mayon, which is the Bnei Avodah. So that's only regarding the Mayon, because there the Marasayim is If, let's say, he'll bend down and drink from that mayon, how will it appear? That he is kneeling down. Mashiach, when he walks to his city, on the road, that leads to the city of Avodah, and people, normally, only people who are interested, you know, in participating in Avodah worship, walk in that path. Other people don't walk in that path. So there, if there is a sakone, he is certainly allowed to be. To walk. I mean, even if he is a rash, he says. Why? But there is also Marasayim. Because there, suppose someone will see him walk on that path. What will he say? Well, he's just walking to that city in order to be able to resort in that city. So he will only be near a healing cloud in that resort. He will not be near any other resort. He will be near a He'll be suspected of attempting, of making an attempt to the Arizona. But no one will say, well, right now he's in Arizona. They'll say, he's walking toward the city in order to bring Arizona over there. So that kind of Marasai, so there is no Yorba Yahweh. Mashenche, but when does the Rajah say, there is Yorba Yahweh, when let's say he kneels down to drink from water, and then people say he kneels down to have his own. Now what's the difference? What's the difference? Whether the Marashai consists in that people say, well, he is a Yahuzoreh, or people say, he is going to be Yahuzoreh. He'll bring Yahuzoreh half an hour later. So as far as the general Nisaya of Marashai is concerned, it doesn't make any difference. The general Nisaya implies that one should secure himself against all kinds of suspicions. So whether people will think that he is doing Yahuzoreh, or people think he's trying to be Yahuzoreh, so it's the same Nisaya of Yisliki Hashem Yisrael. Masha'in came the specific Nisaya of Yahuzoreh. In other words, one is not allowed to do a neck which looks like Yahuzoreh. So that's only when he's able to specific Nisaya of Marasai Yahuzoreh, if the act itself looks like Yahuzoreh. But if the act looks as if he's trying to be in Yahuzoreh, but not like the act of Yahuzoreh, then it does not involve the specific Issa of Marasai and Yahuzoreh. It only involves the general Issa. As far as the general Issa, so just as there is no Yod and Yahweh on the Marasai until Shabbat, there is no Marasai and there is no Yod and Yahweh on the Marasai of Yahuzoreh. There is Nira Kehil of Yahuzoreh. Masha'in Kehil is Nira Kehil of Yahuzoreh. That involves the specific Issa. So there is Yahweh. And then he says, ואפשרי לימה, ואף במיון, המשך, אף על פי שמירה כאילי, כי מי שאין יהיה לו משמר הסעית, הוא תביא כסכון למען ישוי. So he says, if even במיון, if there is a little סכון, so then it's מידה. וכי אמין לו מביאו שעושה, מי, when, but the Gemara says, that the advice has to tell us this case, in order to advise us that even a situation where even Shosem Myers, still, he shouldn't do it. So he says, the Gemara doesn't mean even Shosem Myers, it's a real Sakon. When Malay Mori Svagay Amunon, Elo She'ef Shalom Mori Sakon, She'im Yenish Te'ach She'of Shem Yom Yitatsomo, Kenim She'im Tzomani. V'chim Kosu V'shem Yadav Reboshet. In other words, let's say, the Gemara means someone who is walking on a journey, let's say, and he's away from the issue, and he happens to pass by a Mayon, but near that Mayon there is not a Mizore. And let's say, if he doesn't drink now, so it might be, I mean, that for days, let's say, for 2 days, he will have nothing to drink. So nothing to drink. So that's only a no possibility of nothing to drink. I mean, the probability is, the probability is that on the way he'll find a lion, another lion. But there is a remote possibility. So in such a case, he's not allowed to drink. But if there is a real sakone, so then he's not looking to misrep himself. So in other words, so what is now? There are some Rishayim in the world that there is no being of Yod or Yadir, and that is right, that is all together. The Shir of the Rambam is like that. And from places in Sokhin it's much more like that. But the Ram Shita is that the Yisrael will have it on Bizrael. Bizrael Darayus, Bizrael Amizora, Bizrael Shukadon, and so on. So in other words, so he says, so according to the Shita Saran, if it is really a Bizrael Amizora, then he should be misrepresent himself, even though it's a real Sakon, and not only a remote possibility of Sakon. But even there is a real Sakon. But so apparently the Ram here, when he says Epshia, he holds the true, there is a specific Issa of Marasai, Barizori. So what does the Issa imply? That one should not act in a way that it will appear is any Barizori. So that's not a Bizrak. To be Isrape, let's say, from Atze Ashero, to use the leaves of Atze Ashero as medicine, that's a Bizrak Barizori. Because this is a Issa of being many families of them. Masha'in came to do a neck that makes it appear that he is the Israel Zohar, but actually he isn't. That's not the Israel Zohar. But it is, I mean, I don't know how to call it. It is some, it's a Israel of Israel. It's a Israel of Israel. So he says, so if there is a real Sakone, So if there is a real sakone, so then there is no dinot nisiras nefesh. But if there is no real sakone, but you know it by birth. And by pikuach nefesh, the halacha is that there is maybe no possibility of pikuach nefesh. Is deiche Shabbos, is deiche Torah Perikul, is a remote possibility of pikuach nefesh. Remote possibility of pikuach nefesh is deiche Shabbos. So, and now the Gemara says in Yivomes that beyond the Rishit and beyond the Yivay, one should not be now a child. In a windy day, or in a, let's say, in a cloudy day, one should not be now a child and shout. Because of Sakon. So the Gemara, then the Gemara says, V'yidmu v'idosh v'rabim shim of Soimash. V'idosh v'rabim. So the Ritva says in Yivomes, now before it was Doshe Berabim, so one was not allowed to be now a child when the weather is so bad in a rainy day. But now it's Doshe Berabim, so Shem HaShem HaShem. So if he wants to be now a child, he can be now. But if he doesn't want, suppose he's afraid. It's a very bad weather and everything. He's afraid, so he doesn't have. Because even though it's Doshe Berabim, still there is a remote possibility of Sakone. So the remote possibility of Sakone is also there. The mitzvah smear. I mean, the Shabbos is there everything. But here, when it's Abizrael, so the Hachomim said that he's not allowed to do it. But when it's a Sakone Manish, then he's allowed to do it. Because it's not Abizrael Manish. It's Abizrael. Anyway, we see that there is a specific Isra. There is a specific Isra of Marathai and of Abedin. Our next mission, a few. Bishama Yemenim, the Vitae Yemenim can be made up of the Jew, that one cannot take out from the Shilbach, any pigeons and Yom Tev, except if before Yom Tev. So not only did he make a decision and did he say, well, I'm going to slaughter tomorrow, I mean this pigeon, that pigeon, but he has to take out, if he decides upon the pigeons he's going to slaughter on Yom Tev, so every Yom Tev he has to take them out and be in an air. Otherwise, I mean, there has to be a certain mice, not just as one about. With the silver in me, any name of those animals, all he has to do is to make as money the pet. He doesn't have to do any mice to take out the game that he intends to use young. Alright. Revelation means the first group. So Svash explains, so the first group, the Yemi, so that are kept as a company for the mother bird. The first offspring, the first group. So a person, he likes to keep the first group Yemi as company for the mother. So מה קורה כדי לברך הראשי? דרישה מייסב גזרים הם דיום מיוס ולעמוך. So in respect to the first good offspring, so since a person is likely to be hos and to spare these yamin, so in a way, if he wasn't in an yam, the yamin, if he didn't change the yamin, er of yam, did he do it mice? Would have manifested his desire to use these yemi, he just made as one of the pair, he just said, Zen is animated, so there is a possibility, you have to be chesheish, since it's the first brood offspring, maybe he'll change his mind. He'll change his mind. In other words, and tomorrow, long term, he'll decide not to take them. So in other words, not to slaughter. So what he'll do, he'll take it, of course. He'll take it, He came beginning that he was Mazmin Erev Yom Tov, but then Hefei took them and he handled that. He would decide, he would change his mind, he would decide no, to put it back in the shape. Put it back in the shape, to keep them as company for the mother bird. So Meles, what will be if this will happen? So that means that he was without a mukhti. Rashi says, "V'havu l'tir poshel l'mitzirach." V'havu l'tir poshel l'mitzirach. So, but Rashi says, but there Rashi on top says, "Dafyu v'on amel hodam yidim u'mamlech v'shtachach v'tir to l'birvim yichidim v'nimlech bot lo hazmol l'afreya." So, of course, like this, we would say that tir poshel l'mitzirach means not mukhti. It just means the Isaf thing to show it's there, not Mukhti. But then there will be a stira between this Rashi and the Rashi on top. So we have to say that when Rashi says here Tilt to show it's there, he doesn't mean the Isaf to show it's there. It means since he changes his mind, so maybe it will be Mukhti. Alright. Peshame Sabe Gazrin Dumo Som Mukhti, Ubi Sil Sabe Muri Gazrin. Abo Bibreche Shni, or דברחקים ואימי ואימי עושה וזה אני נהיתהו סגי מה שאיקים if it's the second good offspring, so the person is not likely, you know, to have compassion upon that offspring and to spare it. So even בשמה is made it that there is a little as far as money is concerned, it doesn't require any might, so as money will pay it not. Now we know that's another question ובסירו אין לא מודם ממה זה וזה אני נהיתהו now בסירו is not חשיש deal with chayus. So, anyway, hazmoni pay is enough. So, why do we say require he should specify the yeno that he is going to take? Let him just say, I'm going to take a yeno out of business. That's all. Why do they have to specify? He has to clear. To pinpoint the yeno. As long as he says, I'm going to take from business, so they got money. You be still one of them as in that in it, or even the current in it, or what? You need payment be still less frequently, or... Now, because in a case where he doesn't pinpoint, he doesn't earmark the yen, he just says, I'm going to take from this dot code, I'm going to take out the yen to tomorrow, to swap, for yen. So, maybe, and then, let's say, the 4 yen, then tomorrow he decides upon one. So then it is to do the Shiloh prayer. Because when he was Mazmi, and you know, out of these Yenim, out of these 40 Yenim, so it wasn't determined which Yenim he is Mazmi for you. But tomorrow it is determined. So if we say he brought over Matreya, so that means it has retroactive effect. Since he said I'm going to be take out the yin of these yin, and tomorrow he takes out, let's say, yin number one, so that means that yesterday when he said Mikan in Eitel, so he was really Mazmin this year, but if we don't see prayer, so that means when does it become determined? Only after he took out and he decided. So maybe it's not. The people will be still less libre, Vatnam, Hamid Babites, Vilops of him Harvey, so couldn't name. So maybe if we don't say prayer, so it was not. So Binashmoshes, it was not as yet eternal. So maybe he's not allowed today. So Bisil the Bisil hold in prayer. But now, Hamed Baba is in the Psochim Halbei, couldn't look if someone is in the mess. If someone is in the mess, is in the bias. And then that bias is many doors. Now it's not known. From each doorway, the mess will come out. The mess will come out, so then couldn't wait, because there is a special halacha there's a special halacha if someone enters, through the doorway to which the mess is destined to come out, even though he was there, he passed through that doorway, not while the mess was taken out. The mess was taken out an hour later. And he went through that doorway an hour before the mess was there. But since the mess is destined to come out through this doorway, so that doorway is without. The door is without. Now, there is still between two Rashi, Samir Amtsal Ramchi will put out. Here Rashi says that the whole halacha, that if somebody is standing, a person or a kelet is placed in the doorway through which the mess is destined to come out, but not while the mess was there, so then midraisa cannot be tomei. Midraisa can be tomei only if it's the same area with the mess. But when he was in the doorway, so then the mess wasn't there. But we have all done it. Rashi got from the Tresh, in connection with the same Mishnah, says there is a local Mishnah Sinai. It's the rice from all rice. So there is still anything to rice. But everything was the rice and the rabbi. But there is a halacha that if someone stands in the doorway in which the mess is destined to come out, or if the king is placed in that doorway, in that mocking, to which mess is destined to come out, so it's become. So if there is a mess in the bites, and there are many doorways, and we don't know through which doorway the mess will be taken out, so Mulay couldn't know it. So every doorway is become until the mess is figured out. Yes, what is
it? An
attitude
rabbanon, or
it's made perfect,
or what kind of
that's not the rabbanon. If it's the rabbanon, so it's the rabbanon.
I mean, that's the first thing, that out of the door
post the rabbanon. That's all, I mean.
What
but
this is in that they're all tummy. But I mean, that, let's say
I no, that has to do with the shilat. I mean, so since we don't know which door the mess will be taken out, so maybe each door is considered like sopit, that the mess is destined to come out of that door.
I mean, let's say it's according to Rashi that says that under the door of the Vadai would be a Diraisa. This then would be a Sildra one? I mean,
No, that will also be a Sophie Raisa.
Really?
Yeah.
So, if this was the case, that under the door of the Vadai coming out,
it's a Din Sophie, it would be a Din Sophie, yes, what is it?
It's not a subjective Sophie.
It's an objective Sophie, because in the Mitzvah objectively, it is not as yet determined. It's not as yet determined. And let's say, it's a Din Sophie. But I know the guys with Sochem Halvei couldn't play. Niftach Echot Mehem, who told it? We couldn't hear. But suppose it's Niftach Echot Mehem. So, in other words, Elach HaMisses HaMes. In other words, when it says the word Sochem Halvei, it's reference to the case. You know, if he's a Kulam Psuchim, we couldn't play. So then, it's not determined. It's not determined. Through which doorway the mess will be taken out. But if let's say if one was opened and the others were kept closed, so then is any the mess is any naturally. If they opened up just one door and all the others remain closed, so that means the mess is any to be taken out through the door which was opened. So then, who told it? We couldn't hear. So let's say, so the other doorways, since they are closed, so the mess is not aiming to be taken out through them, so they are toya. But the one that was open, so the mess is aiming to be taken out through that door, so that is not. Choshach leitzii beachod nemei bechalon sheish ba'abol abo, matzelet al-kwa psochem kuruch. Suppose he just made a decision to pick out the merits to, let's say, a certain doorway, or to a certain hallway. So mayor, that means that the merits is able to be taken out through that door. So all the other doors are told. So B'Sham is saying limited. So if the Machshon, to take him out, let's say, through door number one took place before the merits died. So in other words, so when the merits died, no tumor was chal on the other doorway. Because before the merits died, it was already established that the merits is going to be taken out through door number one. So door number two, no tumor was chal on door number two and the other doorway. מה שאין כלי, ובסיום אומרים, אף מי שלא מסמס. That even if the decision was made to take out the mess to door number one, after the mess, so it is material on all the other doors. Now the Gemara assumes, so the Gemara and the Halami assume that the Bishama and the Sirel have reference to be mitayeh the doorway is l'mafreh. So in other words, so B'Sham I say, v'hu shechosh afritzi at sheulom usamit. Sheulom usamit. So in other words, only if chosh afritzi at sheulom usamit. But if the decision is made after we say, so it's not matzah or tzochi. And we still say that even though the decision was made after the Nisa of the merits, so it is material on all other doorways in affair. In other words, so if, let's say, anyone came out for the other doorway before the decision was made, so it's not tomo. So it's super ado. So it's what it means, so lemafreya, that he's not tomo. He's not tomo. Why? Why? Because since he made the decision later, after the Nisa, let's say, 2 hours after the Nisa, he made the decision to take out the mess to door number one, so then he's saying, super ado lemafreya, it becomes retroactively determined that the mess was aimed all the time to be taken out from down on the road. In other words, yes, brother. So we see the Bissil hold the earth, brother. So how can you say that the reason as to why Bissil require that he should specify and say that is an animal, but just to say the canon and it is no good, that's no as money, because they brother, we see the Bissil hold the earth, brother. So if Maralo, אמר רבי, ניתן את הפסוחים מכאן ולהב. מכאן ולהב. וכן אמר רבי, שניתן את הפסוחים מכאן ולהב, מכאן ולהב, אין הוא מפריע לו. So in other words, when we see and say, אף מי שיום מסמס, so it means that even though the decision to take out the mess to door number one was made, let's say, 2 hours after the Nisa of the Mess, so then, once he makes the decision, so we can't have it. So one can walk through the other doors, and not become done. We can't have it. But if anyone walks through the other doorway before the 2 hours or before the decision, the means from it. Why? Because hey brother. So when you still say Yakushiom is a mess, we cannot have it. Now the question of why is this? We cannot have it. How could there be a machlekes? Why is Bishamai? Why is Bishamai chayev? Why? So that means the Bishamai knows that if the decision, when can the other psochim be itself be safe from tumor? That is, if the decision to take out of the mess through a certain doorway is made before the mess dies. But if the decision is to take out the mess Sudan and the work is made 2 hours after the Misa. So then, if we can have anyone who walks through the other doorway, it will become Tomei. If we can have why? Because Bishamai holds that inasmuch as Tumel was how and the doorways, so in order to be made here to me, so Maisi is required, and Machshove cannot be made from Teras Tumel that was how and all the doorways. Alright, so ואפילו בשביל הולך פה זוגמה ואיתן להקל ולסי לך המחשובה אבל הולכים בלי ובשם הניתן עם הפחי וכוסב רי משיון ותרסתו לו יוצחים לפני מחשובה מסתמס שוב אין אומר לו דינאיסי כי הוא נפתח אף ממוזרימי עוד נאו נאו לסי לתאיסס ותאיסס ושם היום הוא מי שחושב פה ובשביל הולכים להשמידון סמס because how could I talk the Meyer of the Kilim Afreya? The Avamin Gemakshi thought that it has reference to Kilim Afreya. Bihu Adin, the Pridei, Kishen Niftacher Odeh. In other words, so seems, so in other words, according to the Avamin of Yimoy, that it, that the Meyer, but Shambi still have reference to the Kilim of the Afreya before the decision was made. Before the decision was made. So what is the machlokes between Bishamai and Bishirel? Whether Yesh Breda or Ein Breda. So Bishamai holds the Ein Breda. So maybe even though he made the decision later on, a few hours after the Misa, to take out the mess to dawn on the wall, so, but it cannot affect all the killings that were taken out through the other doorways before the machshon, because we do not say we are the one affair. Whereas the seals say, you do say you are the Ulma Freya. So all the kingdoms are taken out to the other doorway. Between the Misa and this Machshoveh, so are told. So if the Machlekes is in respect to killing Ulma Freya, so, and the Machlekes whether Yesh Brei or Ein Brei, the Shammai say, Ein Brei Re, the seals say Yesh Brei Re. So the Machlekes shouldn't apply only to a case of Kosher Olam. It should apply the case of Niftachot. Now it was mentioned before, Niftach Echod Yeh, who told me the whole tale. Now according to Bishamai, the same prayer, so even if Niftach Echod Yeh, but all the kings that were taken out from the other doorways, before it was this door on the wall was Niftach, so they are told, so in the name. Why didn't we each need to have a little affair? What is the moment that we come to it? For the three Bishal and Meyer became a Bema Hakesha. We think that at the three of the Hoshab, Lifri will be Niftach. Who became a affair. So why do they have to mention the Machlekes in connection of Hoshab? Let them mention the Machlekes, let them mention the Machlekes and Bishal in connection with Niftach. The Ishtolim are not at Hoshab, which will reduce the Bishal. אפילו מחשוב את האום בפריד, זה מאוד לוחץ לו כה הפסוק מחיר. כה הפסוק מחיר. נגיד לו, בקורס, איזה משנה מנשין במחורים שם בסירות. אם כל השם נפתח, so then I could say that when the בסירות say יש ברירה, and that the threat to act the way, all the chain that were taken out to the other doorways. So, המותר, so that's only by Niftach, where there is a mice. So then, when it's Niftach, so that has retroactive effect. Mashenitin, Machshove Geide, so there's not a retroactive effect. So that's why the Mishnah tells us this Machlek is in connection with Choshev. I would think, Rebbe Sio, this Rebbe Reire, Heichem Mishkachas Leikishem Mez Bebalit, Vimul Pshok Ma'arbeh, Vichul Od Meim, הוי כאומים הרי פסייף כשמציעים בעיון פסח הוא בראה דוב המתחילו בסייף ומוצא את דרך שום so this is actually very strong cash according to the match and it's not just the match I mean there is another tariff in the more of his tariff so he said I will be honest with you my friend so if we say that we still will have reference even to the kingdom of the Mafreya kingdom of Mafreya so once the Mafreya is made later on, So then it's retroactive, we determine that the notice all the time from the very outset was destined to come out with door number one. So they were overturning the test with door number two. Even before the Machshavah, so and certainly because they were. And if we say that with Dan Machshavah, so certainly Dan Miftah we say that way. So Mnei, so how can we visualize this thing? Hamel Dubai to Rup Sochim Harbi couldn't make wise for fame. Because he's going to be taken out to $1, he cannot be taken out to $10. And once he'll be taken out to door number X, and then it will be determined retroactively that all the other doorways are torah. So why do you say couldn't make? ויש להם עתיקים שעושה פסח חודש ויציע אמס ולשי הבריר לשי הבריר. So in other words, when does the Mishnah say according how I'm going to give up that the aim that the Rabbi Sil hold the Yesh Bereir, so when does the Mishnah say in the Reishe Hamez Hamez Abayi Bitzachim Harbi Kulim Meim, where ultimately the mess was not taken out for any of these dollars but they just constructed a new doorway, a dunar doorway. So then we cannot say Huva Ador Mafreya that the mess was aiming to be taken out to the new doorway, in as much as that doorway did not even exist when the mess died. So in such a case, so all the other doorways are atomic, remain atomic. In the mind of the Nisha Ahmed in Kedi, where he was not taken out. I mean, so what happened to him? So either he was buried there, in the house, or Swamachim in Nisra, he was Nisra in Kedi. Anyway, the mess remained there. He wasn't taken out. So then we cannot say, who are the old Mafreya? Alright. Now, what are my real Mafreya? The Orca Hayatayne, what it says that that we see or have cannot reference the case of Mafreya. So we see that we see a whole Yisrael. We see a whole Yisrael. Now if we see a whole Yisrael, so why do we say here in the Mishnah that he is required to say the examinator must specify the name of the thing? Why couldn't he make that more in a general way by saying the calaminator? And then once he decides upon a certain name, so it's rather Mafreya. So one way of the time is you don't meet out on the shopping, meet out on the shopping. We come meet out in the middle of the horse. If he just says, meet out on the interior, so true that's a good as money. Good as money. So, but we are afraid, maybe tomorrow, maybe, so we'll take out, let's say, game number one, and we will not like it. And then we'll take out game number two, and they will decide on game number two. So in the meantime, he handled game number one, and he was without it. He was without it. So even though only game number two was Muslim in Mafia, but not game number one. So you know the Kashi, Vahamred, Behemi, Dvehemi, Yosef, Zan, Yekl, Monashach. If you say that the business twice, Bisir require him to say the examinator, and he cannot rely on the examinator. It's because Bisir is also Cheshish. Maybe he'll change his mind. First he'll take out one, and he'll change his mind, and he'll decide upon the other, and in the meantime, he was without the number one. So, but Bisir, I'm not Cheshish. Maybe he'll change his mind. Because it is Mishama you say that he has to be Miraneya. But we still say no. Even if he's not Miraneya, we don't have to anticipate. Maybe he will change his mind. So the Gemara says, well, I'm not being Miraneya. It will say it. So how many years, and Miraneya says, how many years, Miraneya, you know? So in other words, when is this law not Cheshire, so he has to change his mind? If he's being pointed, if he is a Miraneya, you know, then he says not Cheshire. And what? So Bishama is Cheshish even in such a case. But Bishama, if he will not be able to, so then Bishama is not Cheshish anymore. But if he doesn't think he will not be able to, he just says he can't be able to, so then Bishama is also Cheshish. Hanno Yonte. Avo Yonte. Osa, gim stak shmeni kushim kushim shmeni. Ikon tauti nido vile kore galei. Imane, gim stak kule kushim. Vishovitu. Vioso lio nu misum hasion. But when she says, "Then we are later, then we are not Christians." Maybe we change it now. Now, here there is a split between two Rashi's. Rashi here, Rashi that one. I don't know. I mean, how you could how you could answer this split? I mean, because the Rashi that one has is referenced to the same Mishnah. I mean, it's not two different situations. Yes, the reference to the same case. So it's much more of Rashi and it's Chesed. Rashi is Chesed anyway. So there are two beliefs. It's never when one passes through a doorway through which a mess is destined to come out, is he telling the right thing or is he telling the wrong? So Rashi from Chesed is telling the right. And Rashi here says that he's telling the wrong. There are some poskim paskim like the Rashi here. I think the Shach is machiel like Rashi. So now, Shaila sometimes might be raised as to whether a kohen is allowed to visit a hospital. Now, in connection with the hospital, so there are two problems that have to be considered. First, every hospital has, let's say, a mess or funeral scene with the keep for some time in order to perform autopsies and to teach students, medical students, so on. So that's one time. So now the question could be raised: is maybe Cain could not enter a hospital because it's more likely that there is a mess all the time in more rooms. So as far as that is concerned, he doesn't present any problem because that mess that is kept for some time in the hospital, so it's kept naturally in a special room, and of course that room is closed. So the only thing might be vice to Elisa for a kid is if you have, these contingencies, let's say, that the door of that room will be open, and then the door that is on the floor towards the hall, towards the stairway, will also be open, so that there will be Pesach Petach all the way. Well, that's very unlikely. You certainly have respect in regard to that. So on account of the fact that every hospital has, let's say, a nurse whom they keep in one of the rooms for some time, so it shouldn't be also for a kohen to enter, because it's highly unlikely that when the kohen enters the hospital, so that moment after, so the door of the room will be open, the door of the room will be open, and the door of the floor to the stairway will be open, and remember there will be an opening of Pesach Petach from the room, between the room where the mess is and where the room is. Just one second. Now, so So he doesn't have to be chashish for that. I mean, that's too much of a chashosh. And to be machmir here, when one is not machmir, to be machmir at the expense of bitachayim is not a mitzvah. But then there is another problem. Because of this halacha, that the bearer to reach the mess is destined to come out, so that is mitamei nivri, while the mess is not in the door. Now, so according to Rashi Dakwa Metches, it's mitamei nivri. According to Rashi here, it's only halacha. Now, one second. Now, so in regard to this question, now, every big hospital has a special exit through which to take out the mess. A big hospital, even if it's not very big, what I mean if it's a substantially big hospital, so then it has a special exit through which to take out the mess. They will not take out a mess through the same doorway through which people enter or go out. There is a special exit. So in a big hospital there is no child that a child can come in. But in very small hospitals, so then there they take out the mess through the same doorway that people go in. So anyway, it should be out there to go in. But I think even those hospitals it's not there, because the leaders will hold a pocket. It might be that in a hospital we cannot say Cheskes Chaim, because unfortunately, in a hospital, so people die every day. Even though, if it's a small hospital, so there you cannot say that people die every day. And if it's, so when can you say it? When is it so unfortunately the fact? In a big hospital, and in a big hospital there is a special exit. But assuming, that they couldn't apply the concept of Cheskes Chaim. So there it should also be there, because even if we can't apply the Cheskes Chaim, so it's a sophic. And then there is a sophic as to whether the doorway through which the mess, and then there is a sophic as to whether the doorway through which the mess is destined to come out and come in the rice or not. So in respect to the rice and the specifica, in respect to the Rabbona, there is the one sophic, so maybe it is more. What is it?
You
don't sieben Schläge mit Motto Ivan. Wir wollen mit Motto Schläge. Schnei mit Motto Schläge. Asuri. Schläge mit Motto Schnei mit Motto. Bisschen Hatan. Mit Motto mit Leatan. Asuri. Wie Menschen mit Motto Schläge. Harere mit Motto. Wir schreiben die Rede schon mal über den Nachbarn, was er hatte gesagt, war der Herr Simon im Buch Lehren, wo der Achille, wo es in der Arme geschieht. Wir können schneiden, und noch so schreit schon, wo die Mathe das an der Fall ist, so kommen wir so. Kommen wir so. So schreit schon, wo zu schneiden mit dem Jörg und Rolach, war schneiden mit Schau. Und dann haben wir gesagt, hol die Jörg und Rolach, den Hof und Kuhl, wo der Achille. So wie sie, dass sie, vielleicht, wo der Schreit schon, und dann, wo zu schneiden, so you say, just one lesson. And that two that are here, so are the original two, not the two of three left. And it's two movements. Now, Zimri, Yisrael Hakam and Motsot, Yakam and Yisrael Hakam and Motsot, you, Harry Asur, who would not be first. Kshite, Omar Abbe, now, what kind of Kshite is that the Zimri Shreya Motsot is done? It's not true, I mean, it's Mooks. Und der Rabbi hat ihn als Kind in Schrim und Schrim in Lüderen. Wie nicht in die Motto Schrim, die Motto in Lüderen, und dann in Lüderen, die Motto in Schrim, und so in der Schindach. So den selben Partner für den Herrn Schrim, und selben Partner mit den Schindach in Lüderen, so in Lüderen, mit seinen Schrim in Lüderen. Und dann, dann fahren wir, dass in der Compartment wäre, für die Regionen, die Regionen hat, die Schrim, so so the original we have the original one so we found Shreya. And in those were originally the compartments of original heaven with the one so found Shreya. So now we came there, Hanu Minu Minu, Vinsapu Chisapu. So you could say, so you could say, just switched around and the same one. So the master, Hanu called the scenes, let's say, in this compartment originally they were the one. In this compartment originally they were Shreya. And now, he finds here Shreya, so he's saying that the beginning that were here in this compartment, so they weren't. And who are the Shreya? The Shreya in this compartment, so it's not those that were originally here, but they came from the out. From out. Then the Messiah of Hanu, the Omer of Hanu, raised the color, Holakakao. So, ki bikom rabbi bida, hochename bida, hochename bida. So, in other words, you never say, so you should be a writer, Hanun is doing the crazy calling with his holach, acharo. I mean, the Hanun mentions that in connection with many situations, let's say, I mean, the main theme, the main subject matter is Ebrahim. So let's say, if it's a shower and we say there is a hole, and we don't learn from mid-city, so then, and there is, let's say, and there is one big city, and then there is a small city that is closer to making a hole. So from the point of view of the world, we should say that it came from the big city. From the point of view of God, we should say that from the small city, which is closer to the Mikimacho, So we say, we call it Holachacharo, and the Holach is that the big city has to bring an Ebrahut. Or that is a street as in robust, because the bigger city brings an Ebrahut, that's another child. In other words, whether this scripture means that only the city that is closest to Mikimacholo can bring, and if on the basis of what we call it, so we say that it's not from the closest city, so then there's no way out of it. So this dialogue of the Mikimacholo. So we never say, when we say in the in this case, we're originally using the Zangria and Shreya, and then we found it out of the way. So we say, that it's a lot of, because we apply the principle of walls that the Shrein did. Did not come from this compartment, that the King from the Galway, but from the point of view of fellows, we should say that the Shrein Hina came from this. From this compartment? From this compartment. So it's a riot to Rabchanim. So the Gemara says, no, it's no riot to Rabchanim. Kiti koma rabbayu dida, hochenamu dida. Hochenamu dida. That just as Abai says, I mean, in connection with something else, that the Mishnah has reference to a case where there is a good bird, and there are many women in the army sitting on the board, so the women are here too, when the Mishnah says, Zimun Shreidun Matzalvan, in other words, Zimun Shreidun Matzalvan, Mishnah Matzim Shreidun Matzalvan, or Zimun Matzim Shreidun. So it's also, and we do not say, that since there was Shreem Maradjinset in this compartment, so the Shreem that we find now, it should be presumed to be from this compartment, from close by, instead of saying that they came from Mokhei. So it's not because the Mishneh, it means with Chayyaz Din, maybe the Mishneh is another with Chayyaz Din, but the Mishneh's reference to Shreem where the near the Sheva, there is a big board upon which the many women come and go. So there is a warmth, anchor. So then we say it's also not because of the core of the Zalakaharov, because there are two possibilities. Where did the Shreem come from? One possibility is that the Shreem that are now in this compartment came from that compartment, from close by. And another possibility is that the Shreem came from the ball. Because there are always many on the ball. So from the point of view of the world, we should say that the Jew from the ball, because the ball is many more money from the number of women contained in this compartment. So, and from the point of view of Korov, so that there are people. Because the darkies is nearby and the dark compartment is nearby. So in other words, so it's not the train is better than Korov, maybe it is not better than Korov. But, in this case, so there are two possibilities. And one possibility has the Bureau of Wealth and Korov, and the other possibility has only the Bureau of Korov. So naturally, that possibility in Shalom inside the Bureau of Wealth and Korov is stronger than the possibility of the case and inside only the Bureau of Korov. Alright, now, how should the Rambam pass it? Now the Rambam, so when the Gemara says, the Amar Abaye Bidav, so it's only for the purpose of saying that there is no Hechach from the Mishneh that the Halach is also Chalik. There is no Hechach, because the Mishneh could have got us the case where Abaye Bidav. But, according to Chalik, so then, we should follow that the same Halach would be so, even if we are. But in other words, you cannot prove, you cannot deduce from this Mishneh that the Halacha is like Rav Chanan. Maybe the Halacha is not like Rav Chanan. So, but the Mishneh shall have to take where there is a doubt, and the case where there is a doubt in the Chanan, so then they turn out the other. But the Rambam now, the Rambam past is like Rav Chanan, so then he doesn't have to mention the truth of that. Now, I'm not telling you that I'm not implying that the Rambam mentions the truth of that. But let's see how the Rambam is. So this is how the Rambam should pass. The same real effect that the Rambam passed in Kalkut Hanine, so the Rambam should say, Zim is Shreirim Lebel. He is Shreirim Lebel, Shreirim Lebel. We don't know what is Shreirim. So it's just there. Even if there is no doubt. That's how the Rambam should pass.
Thank you.
All right. Now, the evidence is as follows. Sieben Schreiben in Wannen. Wir müssen schreiben, wir müssen in Wannen. Wir wollen noch in Schreiben. Achso. Schamuelin, der Schamuelin, sie ist ja sieben Pauchlein. Wer erklären wir? Sieben Schreiben in Wannen. Wir müssen schreiben, wir müssen in Wannen. Wir wollen noch in Schreiben. Wir dürfen die Menschen noch nicht da. Nur da. Achso. So, that's all right. Because the random past is like the Khanineh, so we will even without the Baal. So it's just, but look what the Rambam says, Shamoim, Shemo Isi Shezimei, Pauchu Lehen, Vrei Achir Mein, Vichol Sofik Muchonot. So he says the reason is why it's us there, the reason is why it's us there, in the case where there is no Baal. So how is the Rambam past me? Because the past is like a Khanineh, so we will call it a Pauchu. So, what do we presume? The presumption of God is stronger than the presumption of God. So, in other words, from the point of view of God, we should say that the Shechinah here came from this compartment in which they are Muslims. From the point of view of God, we should say they came from Rhode Island. They came from Rhode Island. So, it should be Madai that they came from Rhode Island. So in the way it should be Osa. Not because of Sofik Muchon is Osa, because there is a machlokes alone as to whether Sofik Muchon is Osa or Sofik Muchon is Muta. But often passed for Sofik Muchon. Sofik Muchon is Osa. But since the Rambam passed for like Chachamina, so here it's not a question of Sofik Muchon. So it's Vadai, what we call a Velechelachar. So it's Vadai in the world now. So even according to Chachamina, it's Sofik Muchon is Muta, but here it's Osa. But the Rambam says, no, why is it not there? Because we pass through like the Tame, that Sofik Muchon is Osa. Sofik Muchon is Osa. The Machlek is a little bit of the Dao. The invitation being according to Mandoma, according to the Tame, that Sofik Muchon is Mutea, then it would be Mutea. Then it would be Mutea. We buy the Dao. But why? But the Rambam will pass through like the Chanile, so even without the Dao. And he even according with a meaning that Sofik Muchon is Mutea, but here it's also because here it's not a question of Sofik. Baskada for Dalai, you never say Zahu Hatzwe, the Hamle Bishtaka Bipavise de Ore. So there was a barrel of wine that was found in the paradise of Ore. Ore is Osa. And Ore is Chutz Loretz is also Osa. So Shari Rabin. So Rabin was Matel. Rabbinu was matter. We're in the mission of the Sova Lord of Chanine. We're in the mission of the Sova Lord of Chanine. Because Rabbi Korev, is holakakao. Now, it was found, the bowl of wine was found in a cavern. In a cavern of bowl. In a cavern of bowl. So now the question is this wine come from the grapes that grew in this cavern? In this cavern, so it's awesome. And we don't explore that it's awesome. The gamer, I mean, this was stolen stuff. So the gamer stole it from somewhere else. And they were immediate here in this camp at all. So it didn't come from this camp. The wine didn't come from this camp. It came from other columns, of course, it's not all. So from the point of view of oil, we should say that it came from the gamer. That the wine came from the gamer, from the point of view of oil. So we should say that it came from this guy. Now Rabbi Meir was matelet. So that means, so the Gemara says, "Lemi mishum misolay rachamim," because really called Zola Chachar. Because if really called Zola Chachar, so then we should presume that the wine came from this canon, and this canon is over, so it should be awesome. So the Gemara answers no. It's no way that Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Chanina. Maybe Rabbi Korech is on Chachakor. But Shana also, the Nidmet Mimei Atzmei Yedigavu Le Mitzni. The Hamo Meir Hamer, the Nidmi Le Mitzni. Amri Le Mitzni. So I'm not, it could be that Rabbi Korech, Rabbi Chanina, that Rabbi Meir holds Rabbi Korech is on Chachakor. But in this case there is a presumption that the wine did not come from this camp. Because after all it was stolen stuff. So if it came from this Karen, the Gamet, when he steals something, if he had stolen it from this Karen, he wouldn't hide it in the same place. The Gamet will also hide the thing that he steals in another place, not in the same place where he stole it from. So since he hid it, the Gamet hid it in this Karen, so it's a riot that he didn't come from this Karen. So we have an extraneous riot that he didn't come from this Karen. But when we had no value that it didn't come to this scarab, so then we could say that really call of his own hakakor, so maybe it would be off. So he never says, Tahamir Hamre, Adamir Vemitzli, when do we say that the Gamet really do not sleep in the same scarab where he stole from? That's Ligabuwan. But Ligabuwan will be. Because I know you say that the Gamet would do not sleep in the same chair. I mean, that's the mitzvah. Now again, here the Gemara says that the reason as to why it is So the reason is why the Gemara resorts to this riot, because the Nidmet Mimei Atzmei Yedigavoi Mitzmei is in order to say that Rabbi Meir does not necessarily agree with Rabbi Chanina. But according to Rabbi Chanina, then we don't have to resort to it. And then, so, because of what we call the Lecha Ha'o, so the Gemara has to say it comes from the Gemara. So you can have another Yitzhevim with that. You see, the Gemara makes a distinction between Anodim and Chama. So that means if we don't accept Rav Chanina's view, and if we are going to say that we call it Rav Chakore, and still Rav Chanina was matter in the divine, so if we call us, if it had been stolen from the stolen, so they wouldn't have gone a full time. So we know that Rav Chanina, it would be also. But according to Rav Chanina, so it should be Mutera, it would be Rav Chanina. It should be Rav Chanina, that's how it follows from this Gemara. Now, then, Tesis has another kashe, but Tzmui Bidavoro Ami Mitzne. So that's why it's Muta. So Tesis has another kashe. After all, it was Yai. So Muta Ami Nochri Yimu, so it should be also Yai, it should be also. Because it's Yai Mezach. So Tesis gives the parents that we are dealing with a case where all Gamel in Yai Yisrael. All right, so maybe that's why it's Yai Tosam Tzadayim. Now, let's see how the Raman Paschal Fis Halach. Wolfenstein, Pirishnut, Halochimidin. Jews and the whole of the Jews are Jews. Hot is Yahweh and Hamlin for his name of the Pahdi Shalom. The Pahdi Shalom. As soon as we see it, in the Terran Gano, now, so what it then says, this word Machini, so in the Terran we see it. In the Terran Gano, I mean, that's it, but it was. Because it should be also Manavshach. If we are Chishish, if we are Gamevim, some rule, it should be also Abanel. It should also Abanel, also Mr. Yalmezach. And if we have Chishish, and for all, if we have Chishish, because of the same dimension, Gamevim, some rule, it should be Mr. Vishy also. So the better gears in the Rambam is, Mutelas Vishyye, and Mutelas Banel. Mutelas Vishyye, and Mutelas Banel. So the Rambam says, why? שאין הגנל גנל ומוקים ניתן את זה. אבל הנבים הנמצואים, תמולי, שום אסור, אבל הנבים הנמצואים, תמולי שום אסור, שם ומשם דויקת ומצויים שם. So the question is now, the whole of the business to why the Gemara says that it's mutter, on account of the Gemara, of that the Gamet would be tied it in the same place where it's coming from is in order to say that in order to be Matche, that I am the Gemara, that Rabbi is Paschot like a Chalit. But in the Rambam, he Paschot like a Chalit, so he tells all how old. So why do we have to resort to this fact to be by a Lord of the Chalit? Because there are two possibilities. Either the Amelik, the Rambam says by Lord of the Chalit. Why? Because of all, there are two possibilities. It's either the Amelik from this Karen and the Gamet, stole it from the Lord and the Gamet, or they are from some other Karen, which is not the Lord. And the Gamet, he can do that. So the Lord called the Lord of the Lord. So why did the Rambam say by the Lord of the Lord? Now, so the Rambam is not difficult because the Rambam is one of Basra, so he is healing some cases. And Rashi. And he says, according to cases, so according to Rav Chanina, a little Rav Chanina, it's mutter in Kabbalah, because Rav Chanina is a rope. So the Gemara only says, I'm only in the Biosel if we don't accept Rav Chanina. If we say Rav Chanina, Hola Chakore, God, Gabriel needs to mutter because of the injury that the government wouldn't have hidden it. If it had been from the same carrier, so the guy wouldn't be the case from the way. So in the way, it is off. Mashiach called her from the rich look at the qualifications. But the Rambam says no. That feel of Hanino, sir, and Kabanovi. The Hino laugh, why? But the Hanino says, what we call it, Holachachar, if you hold up color the Hudu and became a Mamishu, the Hazoka can lead to the Kanon. So the Rambam makes a distinction between color where it's not, it's making a place, but it's closer. And where it's in its regular place. So what does Rav Chanina say? That is, let's say, now, we find the follow. So, somebody there is a Mitzriach, but if you are killed it, we don't know whether the Mitzriach, and we found there are two cities. Now the Mitzriach is probably from one of the cities. I mean, no one lives, you know, just on the road. So the Mitzriach must be from a certain city. So the question is, from which there is one city that has a population, let's say, of half a million people, and there is one which is, what is, let's say, 50 miles away from the spot where the home is found. There is a city 50 miles away from the spot where the home is found, there is a city with half a million population. And then, which is 50 miles away, and then there is another city with let's say, a population of 10,000 people, but it's 10 miles away, not 50 miles away. So, which city should bring a rabbi? The city in which the Mitzriach is presumed to be living, that's the city that is Mechuyev. That's the city that is Mechuyev to bring an Egalot. So, which city should bring an Egalot? The half a million people population, which is 50 miles away from the spot where the hole was found, or the 10,000 people population city, that is just 10 miles away from the spot. Not 50. So, if we say, Rabbi Kore, Olech HaHaro, as I'm trying to say, Rabbi Kore, Olech HaHaro, so we say, after all, there are so many more people in the city that is 50 miles away from the spot, so we have to presume that the Ritzilach came, the Ritzilach lives in the city of the 50 half a million population. Right, now that is the now, but if we say that what we call it is Olakachakoet, so then we should say, after all, the city that has a 10,000 people population is close. But so then it's closer than the other. But the city that is 10 miles away is not the regular place. But suppose this is what Ramban says. Suppose the home would be found in the city that has 10,000 people population. Not on the road, 10 miles away from the city that has 10,000 people population. But suppose the home would be found in the city that has 10,000 people. But, let's say, 4 miles away from the city, there is a big city. We have a million population. So in such a case, the Ramban would say, which city has to bring the Bazaar Rufe? Not the city that is 4 miles away from the spot where he was found. And the spot where he's found is in the city. He was found in the city that has 10,000. So then the Ramban would say, in such a case, the city that has a 10,000 people population, so has to bring the rabbi. Even though from the point of view of all, we would say, after all, I mean, the 10 people walk over from 40 miles from one thing and the other? No, because here it's not just a question of what we call it. Something that is wrong, but it's not so close, and something that has less people, but is much closer to the spot. It's in the Mokim itself. So when it is in the Mokim itself, so then, Korev is a bigger, is this kind of Korev, where it is found in Asia Mokim, in the Mokim itself, not closer to the Mokim, but where it was found in Asia Mokim itself, then Korev is a bigger deal. That's the Shita drama. Some in the way, here, that's why the Ramban says that if a million were found, if a girl, wine was found in the can,
So then we have in the Chochem, we have the Mimre, that the Gamet wouldn't hide wine in the Keren from which the stolen. But I never knew the wine. That's the Mitzvah. So I'm Mimre, so by a Mimre, so by a Mimre, you can have a Mimre. So that Mimre would be us. But there are so many calling outside of this Keren, which are not all. And I'm not could have come from, let's say, the 15 economy in the city. So maybe these are not came from one of the 50 other economy in the city. No, so we say, come in or come on. If, let's say, I'm not going to be found, let's say, on the way, let's say, there is a claim of all of them. And then there are, let's say, 50 economy all out. And I'm not going to be found on the way. It would be closer to the Keren of the Ohr, not this, but it wasn't found in the Keren itself, but just on the road, closer to the Keren of the Ohr, closer. And so they were in the concert of Hamilah, they are not in the Bumuka. They are not in the Bumuka, why? Because they call the Ohr. But in view of the fact that they are not, they were not found in the Keren, they were not found on the road in view of the Keren. But inside the Keren itself, so then it's coming to Gan Hoyer. Then it's not the Shire of what we call it, right? Here, if it's found in the Moche itself, not Korev to the Moche, so there, Korev is a strong appeal. Oh, but the question is, how will the Ramban explain the Gemara? How will Hatzel the Hamel be stuck on the Pantis of the Ole, Shire Rabbine? So when we should be sober of the Rabchanine, so the question is, how can the Gemara say that the reason as to why Rabbinu was mafia of this barrel of wine is because he agrees with the Din of Rabchanine, but here it was found in the Keren itself. So if you call it to Rabchanine, it should be also. So Rabbinu is mafia of like Rabchanine. So the answer is, the Ramban will say as follows. Jewish, the Havamimor of the Gemara did not know of this leader, the leader of the Gemara, the government. The Havamimor didn't know. So the Gemara, Rabhanimor passed with the Mutea, so Rabhanimor has to be explained, why is it Mutea? So then we are forced to come to the conclusion that Rabhanimor's deen, what they recovered, how Orach HaKoreh, applies even to a case where it is found in the Mokim itself, not only to a case where it was found when the thing in question was found close to the Mokim, but Rabchanina's Din of Rebbe Kol Orach HaAvod applies even to a case where it is found in the Mokim itself. We are forced to say that. So that's what Gemara said. This man said, "Lo we should be sober of the Rabchanine. Lo we should be sober of the Rabchanine." In other words, that should we say, number one, that Rabbinah passes like Rabchanine, and number two, that Rabchanine's din of bringing korban v'lo chatzar has an extension, not only does it apply to a case where the thing in question is found close to the mokim, but even it even applies to a case where it's found the mokim itself. What is it?
Does Rabbinah say it's din of acharo, even if the city that is Korach has a reputation for having a lot of criminals?
Well, I don't know, about that I don't know. That's another question. So then the Gemara was forced to say two things. First of all, that Rabbinah passed the Rabchanineh, and that Rabchanineh did apply into a case where the thing was found in the Mokim itself. Very hard. So then the Gemara says, no. Shamos, I'm not the Ignorai. The leader of the Rabbinah did not go to Mitzvah. Very hard, the reason is that Rabchanineh was martyred, even because there is a special leader. So the Gemara brought,
Bihamle, Avonim Benitzmele. In the Mitzvele. And God, if Avonim will be found, in the time itself. So there, in the Mitzvele, in the Mitzvele, in the Mitzvele. That's why the Rambans explain it that way, because Rosh Magmori is Bahamim Mire. Hamra, we the Mitzvah, so it's not Mashma. The Mitzvah says, Hamra, we the Mitzvah, so the Mitzvah, you can't say it. So you prove yourself, if you reject the Hamra. The Mitzvah says, Stop, Hamra, we the Mitzvah, we the Mitzvah, so it means that the Mitzvah says, I'm the Ernest. Hamra, we the Mitzvah, so it is, so it is also, so it is also, even though we are the Ernest, we pass that Hamra. So the Mitzvah, that's why the Ramban said that that it was only the Hamamin of Yomar. Hamamin of Yomar was forced to extend the Hamamin of Yomar even though it came to a 12 Yomar itself. But now the Yomar established a principle or Shana was in the middle of the Yatsuri and the Boga means me, so the Yomar, and that is only Shayat of the Hamra, but by him is a Chaya, so the Yomar of Yomar, and the Yomar is it also, if I knew the Hamamin, because the Hamamin of Yomar was only to a case where it is found near the place, but not to engage what is found in the place itself. That's what Chanel is. Now, according to the Ramban, how does it follow? According to the Ramban, now we give up. Now, Vini Shreim Urbani, 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 Vini Shreim Urbani. So, what was it? There was a Shemdach, and the Shemdach had compartments. Now it was, there was one compartment here, and one compartment here. So, and let's say there is no doubt. And then we found, originally there was Lebron here and Shreem here. Now we found Shreem here. So the question is, how did Lebron and Shreem come here? Did they come from the same Shreem? From the same Shreem? A different compartment, same Shreem in the same market. A different compartment in the same Shreem in the same market. It's not a different market. That's a question of Kohl's body in the same way. Did they come from the same way, from the Shevach? Or they came not from the Shevach? They came to read out. So according to Hanani, so according to Tesis Shiteh, the Ba'alechim of the Kohl's applies even when it was found in the Mokhi itself, not only Kohl's body. So in this case, according to Hanani, so it should be awesome. It should be awesome. Even without a doubt. You know, but according to Ramban, without a doubt. Without a doubt. So it should be neither. Because there are two possibilities. One possibility is that the Shreem came from the same market, from the Shevach, but a different compartment but the same market. And the other possibility is that they came from the Rambam. So we should say, come to Tanoyo. After all, we know that in this Sheva, they were Yemen Zuman, Shreem. So we should assume, this is not a Shreem. It's in the same market. In the same market. So how about the Gemara doesn't say like this. The Gemara says here, when we decide on the Tanoyo, the Omer of Hanina really called is Olachacharo. So, but the question is, even according to Rav Hanina, we shouldn't say Olachacharo here. So this